Leron Friedman is back today, and I'm thrilled to be back to the roots of Video Production Daily, bringing you one quick tip that I think can be impactful and practical in a short episode. So today we're talking about the easiest way to invest in yourself when you've got a little bit of extra time on your hands. And it might be the most obvious thing, and this hopefully will be more than just a reminder to get busy working on your showreel. Leron has a really interesting take on building a showreel, and I'm excited for him to be able to share that with you on today's episode. I want to remind you that building a showreel is like any other piece of advertising that you create, and that you need to take the time to reverse engineer what you would like your audience to do. Most of us are building a demo reel or a showreel to show what we're capable of so that we can get more work. Early in my career, the jobs that I was applying for were more technical and less creative. And so my demo reel was more technical and less creative. I took the time to walk people through stories about the projects that I had been a part of and the expertise that I had. And that was really successful for me. It was unlike other demo reels that people had seen. If you don't know what should be in your demo reel, you might want to contact your ideal customer and ask them how they make purchasing decisions and how they find the creative talent that they want to work with. Odds are it's probably people that they've worked with before, word of mouth, and work they've seen. And work they've seen is the third category that we're talking about today, creating something you can put in front of someone to get their attention and convince them that they should work with you. Now, even if you've mastered the word of mouth and have a healthy set of customers that you work with all of the time, it's still a great idea to invest in your demo reel because it's going to help you build margin in your business. It's going to set you apart as an expert and help people understand what to expect from you and your company. So building an effective demo reel is the topic of today's Video Production Daily. Yesterday, we had a great episode with Leron Friedman where we talked about creating from stock. Leron is an employee of Artlist, which owns ArtGrid for both stock music and stock video. And he's going to bring that perspective into our conversation today. I really hope you enjoy what he has to say.
I think this is the best time to actually create your showreels. So this is the best time to invest in yourself. And part of investing in yourself is creating a showreel. So many of us have always said to ourselves, I need to create that showreel. It will probably bring me more customers. I want to put myself out there and show everybody my work. So I think this is the time to actually sit down and try to go all over all your footage and then, you know, choose that banger song, elevating, uplifting song or cinematic song that would go well with showreel and create that showreel and put it out there on social media. You'll get those customers when all of this will end. People will get exposed to your showreel and people will contact you. So this is a great thing. And I think for colorists, especially, like, again, ArtGrid, the fact that you have log and raw footage available with our pro plan, colorists can take all these amazing shots and the footage from ArtGrid and just grade those shots and the footage and put out a very beautiful showreel out of this footage.
Yeah, that's an incredible idea. That's something that I hadn't even considered, but it's the exact kind of footage that you would want in a colorist showreel. And of course, you have the opportunity to put your own artistic flair on it.
Again, like you have Artlist for music licensing, and now we have the sound effects out, so you can put some extra sauce into those showreels. If you're an editor and you feel like you're still not there with pacing, download a sequence of similar shots and edit something, and even post it out there and show all your friends on social media. You know, everybody's bored. Everybody's on social media. They're looking for content. So again, there's a lot of things to utilize and do in these sort of times. And it just takes a bit of an effort and determination and utilizing what we have available to us, and we can do it.
Thanks, Leron, for your feedback and your unique perspective today. I wish all of you the very best of luck in creating your showreels and eventually getting the kinds of customers that you've always wanted to work with. I think a showreel is an important piece of that path. I hope you found today's tip useful, and I wish you the very best of luck. Thank you for joining us on today's Video Production Daily.